Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. We have Miss Dori Potter in with us today, and Miss Dori, looks like whenever you're here, we've got something big going on, like a celebration of sorts. What do we
do? We have something really fun this Sunday. Mm-hmm. How's the weather going to be Sunday afternoon?
Let's see. Looks like it's going to be pretty good. A very, very slight chance of rain, under 20%, and partly sunny with a high of 80.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful then. Well, we invite everyone out mm-hmm. to Timber Oaks Wedding and Event Venue, which just happens to be a couple miles outside of town. If you go past the airport of Bartlesville and go up the big hill and look on your left, you'll see a really, really neat outdoor pavilion mm-hmm. that has sides on it. So if it does happen to rain, the sides can be closed up. But that's good for whether you're having a wedding or a celebration or something there, too. And it works. It is a beautiful location. Timber Oaks is set in all these beautiful oak trees, of course. And there's a little pond there. There's a gazebo. And the facility itself, the pavilion, is kind of a nice rustic feel inside. It's really fancy, though. It's got a stone fireplace that is just gorgeous inside. So if you want to have a little fire going, you know, to make it cozy in there, mm-hmm. you can. It has a catering kitchen. It is set up for weddings. So they've got like a bride's room and a groom's room. And I mean, it is so fancy. It even has like granite tabletops inside the rooms there and stuff. Yeah. And so it's really a fabulous venue. And so we're excited to be out there for our celebration and wedding showcase this Sunday. And we invite people to come on out. And people say, well, it's just a bridal show. No, it is. Yes, if you have a wedding coming up, you definitely need to come, because you'll have a chance to win some prizes and talk to some people. Even if you've already set some of your events, you might want to come out too and see how, again, you might win something, prizes. But if you've got any kind of a celebration coming up, or if you've got a family reunion coming up, or anything like this, that might, a party that you're going to do, come to this show, because you're going to have a chance to talk to a lot of different vendors, you know, small businesses in our community mm-hmm. who can help make your event even more special. And so it's just a really fun thing. We started at 1 o'clock and we go until 5 o'clock. And so it's just a kind of a come and go type of thing. There'll be tables and vendors that you can visit with. That's why they're there, because they want to visit with you. So, you know, you've got time to do it. Sometimes, you know, you're running in and out of places and you're going back to work, or they've got several customers or things like this, and it can be kind of crazy. But this is just a really relaxed event that you can visit with some of them at. It's free admission, doesn't cost anything. Like I said, door prizes and stuff, but it's this Sunday, and so we encourage people to come. The radio station has been doing shows like this for quite a few years now. We did take a little bit off in the air to do it, but people said, you know, we miss it. Come, we do it again. And so we are starting to back up and doing it again, and hope people will join us for it. We've got a couple, of course, our title sponsor is Timber Oaks Event Venue, because that's where we're going to be. Mm-hmm. But we have a couple other big event sponsors that are going to be there too. Sip and Sweet Company, Emily and Christina, are going to be there giving out cookies at their booth.
Nice.
So you definitely want to know Sip and Sweet and enjoy getting to see them. Daniel Weaver State Farm and Johnstone Sayre Building, mm-hmm. the room at the top, they're our big reception sponsors, as well as Sand Creek Bridal. You know Sand Creek Bridal, they're located there in the ITIO building, and they've got from gowns to all kinds of different things to help make your bridal occasion special. So you'll want to talk to Mike and Amy about that and how they can help you make your special day very even more special. And then we've got some photography people who will be there. Amanda Stratford will be there. Elite Custom Photo Booths will be there. Robin Mackey will be there. So whether you want to have someone else do the photography, or whether you want to just have the fun booth, there's people that you can talk to set that all up. Of course, Lookin' Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaners will be there. They have the Jim's Formal Wear right there in their store. They'd be able to help you with your formal wear as well. And if you do have a bridal gown that you want to preserve it, they can do that for you as well at Lookin' Sharp. Or just if you have a fancy occasion and you need that outfit that you've already got spruced up a little bit, they can make it look really nice for you too. So we've got DJ, Party Time DJ and Karaoke. David Valdez will be there with a booth to talk to you about what he can do to help you with that. Kathy Thompson, she's always one of our favorites vendors that we have in any of our shows, and she has a lot of homeware type things that you can get. She does the signature home lifestyles, the fragrance lamps, that type of thing, and also if you need gift items, she's got a lot of nice gift items and things that you can have. And then, of course, one of our favorite ones, Stephanie Sullenberger, will be there from the Candy Basket. Yum, yum, yum. And that's always a neat thing. So those are some of the booths that are going to be there. When you come, you get a goodie bag. And goodie bags stuffed with some good stuff as well. Double G Bulldogs, El Rey Del Burrito Express, Edinger's Office, LPL Painting, Moxie on 2nd. They've got a coupon, 10% off coupon.
There you go.
So that's always a good thing to have. Prairie Cottage will have a coupon in there as well. Sugarica is going to have a cookie in it. So be careful with your bag. Don't
don't go slamming it around.
Exactly. You want that cookie to stay whole until it gets to your mouth.
And
you get to enjoy it. So, and United Linens, they'll be there with us as well with their linens that they'll have for us. One thing that we always do for our special events like this is we give away some money from the radio station, and we're getting $100 again. Somebody's going to have a shopping spree.
Sweet.
To spend at one of these businesses that they'd like to sponsor, or one of our sponsors, they can get $100 worth of product from them. So, yeah, it's just going to be another really fun day. It looks like the weather's going to be perfect. It's going to be a beautiful occasion. Surely Sunday afternoon, take a little time to come out and join us and visit with us and all the people here, and it should be a good time.
And once again, that is the celebration and wedding
showcase,
because there's a lot of wedding, but there's also a lot of celebration going on.
Exactly. And, any kind of, you know, like I said, people are putting reunions together and who do I know to, you know, how can I do this or make it special? And the nice thing too about several of these businesses is they also network with some other businesses as well, like Sand Creek Bridal. Mm-hmm. They also have some people that they partner with some of their other vendors and things too. So they can give you some ideas. If you just sit and visit with them, they will help you not only with the products they have, but with some of the other products too. So it makes it really nice to get to know them and visit with them, and that's why they're going to be there.
Now, I've got five daughters.
That's ching, 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 ching.
All
ching,
right
ching.
In a row. So this is going to be something I'm going to be interested in. In fact, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be broadcasting live for the early portion of it.
Great.
Garrett will be there for the latter part. Okay. He just got married, so he might even be able to show you around a little bit.
Different perspective on that as well.
I'm kind of looking at him, you know, hey.
Exactly. But no, that's what, you know, you definitely want to shop around for some of this because it does make a difference sometimes, and they can help you. Say, you know, I've got a budget. Tell me what we can do for that. And they'll be glad to visit with you and help you to do that. So
one of the things I really like about it is you can have that conversation.
Yes.
It's not hassle. It's not move, 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 move. It's very laid back and very personable.
Well, and a lot of people think, well, I have to go online to look and do this or whatever and stuff too. But, you know, it's not always the best quality when you actually get it then when it comes to be. So it's nice to go to the experts and talk to them about it because they do this all the time for people. Mm-hmm. They know. They can get it for you. If they don't have it in their store, they can usually, you know, get it, or they know how to, or they know the best way to get it and for the best price too. So, it's definitely worth taking your time to go look and see. And, you know, that's one thing that it's really fun because bring the guy with you if you're a bride. You know, you sometimes get them involved a little bit too in this and say, hey, come on out there with, you know, a lot of times they say, oh, you just go ahead and plan it. But, you know, this is a neat time, and it's fun to see some of the guys come along with them. And yes, sweetheart.
Get a little overwhelmed.
Looks good. Exactly. With it as well. But, and a lot of times we do have like the mom of the bride or the mother-in-law come too. We'll have the whole crew come together. And this is a good chance for them to kind of get ideas together, talk about it together, because so many times the bride's doing it or the mom's doing it. The mother-in-law has ideas. Everybody has ideas, but they don't all come together. Well, this is a time you can come together, visit with the vendors together, and then actually talk about it together. So you're all on the same page. So I highly recommend that too.
Oh, so do I.
Having been there, done that.
Oh, so do I.
Let's all be on the same page. That's a good thing. So, but anyway, this is a good place to do it too. And like I said, a beautiful place. They do have a nice little patio on the reception area there too, that if you haven't been there when they first opened, they didn't have that little patio, and they've expanded that, and it's just really gorgeous. So take a walk around the lake, check out the gazebo, the patio, as well as the facilities that they have, and say, Dory said that they've got even granite countertops in the ladies and men's changing rooms. I got to go see that.
Well, this is going to be a scenic day. Weather's going to cooperate. And, of course, you'll be out there with a lot of like-minded folks just looking to have some fun and getting some great ideas for your next celebration, whether it's a big anniversary party, whether it's an office get-together, family reunion, or, yes, even a wedding.
Well, and, you know, maybe the wedding isn't scheduled yet, but you're thinking it might kind of come down the road. We do this once a year, and so even if you're not engaged, but you're thinking, you know, this is a possibility, just come on out, say you're looking for party things. You don't have to say I have an upcoming wedding, because you really don't have it on the calendar yet, but you have that in the back of your mind. Mm-hmm. But just say, I'm just here to look about party ideas and all. And so they'll visit with you and give you some ideas. So when the big question does come, when he pops the question, you're ready.
I got a little something about that. The dude popping the question is always the last one to know he's getting married. that's a foregone conclusion. It's all over, but the... And here he is getting all worked up. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. Life is great to observe, and it's great to watch the folks of all ages fall in love and get involved in this. This is great.
So we do have a good time out there, so come on out and join our staff, too. We'll be out there to visit with you as well, shake our hand, say hi, and win some prizes.
Oh, golly, yes. And that $100 goes a long way with our vendors, that's for sure, door prize.
So.
And the other vendors, I understand, are giving away some prizes on their own, too.
Yeah. They'll have prizes as well. So I just don't know what those are, so I can't be bragging about them.
No. But when you get out there, you'll find out and you say, well, that's pretty nice. Put me down right there.
Exactly.
There we go. So, exactly. And once again, that's it at Timber Oaks Venue.
Timber Oaks Venue this Sunday afternoon, 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you get out of church, come on out and join us. Or, you know, you've got something earlier in the day and you need to come about 4 o'clock, we'll still be there. Come join us.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Dory.
Thank you.
All righty. We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom. We're going to have some more guests coming in here in just a little bit. So just take it easy, relax, and we'll be right back.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.